The Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them at 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
You know, since you're all ramped up from the last story or the useless trivia that I did, there's a new genderless voice assistant called Q. It's like Alexa or Siri, but neither male nor female. Here's a clip of Q.
Hi, I'm Q, the world's first genderless voice assistant. Think of me like Siri or Alexa, but neither male nor female. I'm created for a future where we are no longer defined by gender, but rather how we define ourselves. My voice was recorded by people who neither identify as male nor female, and then altered to sound gender neutral, putting my voice between 145 and 175 hertz, a range defined by audio researchers. But for me to become a third option for voice assistants, I need your help. Share my voice with Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. And together we can ensure that technology recognizes us all. Thanks for listening, Q.
Honestly, it was hard to tell. Sometimes, like, oh, is that a woman? Is that a man? Honestly, you know what? I picked up a Middle Eastern type accent.
Yeah.
Just a little, like, you know, like very, very faint. So I don't know.
I could see that.
Yeah. So there you go. Genderless voice assistant called Q. I guess I never really assumed a voice assistant as a gender because a voice assistant.
I've been offended the whole time.
Well, you know what? I can see someone getting upset about, like, oh, well, I don't identify as any gender, but I also identify by what some audio engineer thinks is genderless voice.
You know, I'm pretty sure they went with Siri, a female voice, because of the frequency. It's higher. You can hear it easier. If you have a low voice, like a male voice, it's harder to hear in a distance because it's lower. It's got a lower frequency. It's harder to hear.
Yep.
I don't know. What do you think?
And I don't care.
You know?
What I want is a legit program where I can get, like, you know.
I just
want
to know who's
Matthew McConaughey to read me some stuff.
There you go. Let's get a bunch of celebrity really voices.
I don't care.
I want Joe Pesci to do mine.
See, there you go. It'd be cool if you could pick a voice, but they got to have them read all this stuff.
I mean, who's listening to Siri, though, or Siri or Alexa? Like, you know, that's offensive.
People, I mean, everyone wants to be represented. I'm all for equal rights and people being represented properly. But
I identify as a male, and if it's general neutral, I could be offended.
Yeah, absolutely you could.
You know? Why does it have to be general?
The point that I was getting at was, you have, let's say, like, oh, well, this offends me that it's general neutral. I want to hear a man. I'm a man. Mm-hmm. You could be, and you have every right to. What it comes down to, I think people are, at this point, they have too much time on their hands to be really picking this apart. Mm-hmm. Not saying you shouldn't be represented. I think it's silly. I think it's a waste of time that they made a genderless one. But there's probably someone out there, genderless, who's like, you know what? I want to be represented on the AI format. I need a voice that represents me. Here you go. Just like emojis now. They pretty much have every race of emoji out there.
Just have a vote.
What?
Because they're in the minority, you know?
Yeah.
So why does it have to be genderless? Well, let's have a vote.
When you start keeping people out because they're the minority, that's when we get into issues
Well, we're not keeping them out, though. That's the thing. It's not like we went with Alexa because we're like, oh, we can't have it genderless.
But if you have a vote and you say, okay, well, no, we want to find one voice, well, then you're leaving people out in a sense where it's like, well, no, I don't want that voice. Because honestly, I don't care if it's a guy or a girl, but let's say I do prefer a girl and all of a sudden it's voted guy. Well, now I'm like, well, what the hell? I didn't want that. No. It's got to be options.
Yeah.
Got to have options for people.
I like the option.
There you go. It's the option. Mm-hmm. You don't have to use it. I don't have to use it.
I'll take my Pesci. You can have your genderless voice.
There you go. I can only imagine how much work that took to put that all together.
Somebody's got to say every word. That's crazy. How long do you think that takes?
That's a lot, man.
And what do? They sit them down with, like, the dictionary?
Pretty much. I don't know if they say phrases or what, but
you know,
I don't know if it's a paying gig. I'll do it.
And you probably have to say words in different tones because it's just not all one tone.
Booby, booby,
booby.
Exactly. I still think the original genderless voice was the robot.
Yeah.
Was the old robot voice.
Yeah, yeah. I like that voice.
Yeah, that was a good voice. It's a good voice. Was that the Stephen Hawking voice?
Yes, it is. Have Stephen Hawking do it. They should have just put a recorder on him his whole life. They would have had it done.
It'd be done. We all set to go. I don't know. The new study going, let's talk about weed. You like weed.
No.
According to a new study, smoking weed protects drinkers from liver damage. You probably got the healthiest liver out there.
See? You see?
Researchers studied 300,000 patients who showed patterns of alcohol abuse. Those who didn't smoke weed had a 90% chance of developing liver disease. But amazingly, the number dropped to just 8% with those who did smoke. That's because I don't think you were drinking as much.
See, you're the problem.
I'm the problem, huh?
You're alcoholic.
You didn't need... No, here's...
You know, I take a puff once in a while and you rip on
me. No, here's what it is. Here's what it is. It's
look
because...
Your black, shriveled up liver.
Instead of just pounding beers all night, you only had a couple beers and then smoked weed. You weren't drinking just constantly. That's the reason your liver's fine. Not like weed protected it.
It did.
It could have, actually. I don't know the science behind it.
It did.
Just you saying, I can't do another shot. It hurts. I can't do it.
No, I can't do another shot because I'm getting old.
That's true, too.
And I don't like feeling like that the next day. Dude, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like the past year, I would say. I'm cutting back a little bit.
Those hangovers. Nah,
not
suck,
a fan
man.
Of the hangover, man, because it just doesn't go away like
it
used to.
If you'd actually let your liver take a beating every once in a while, mine handles it. It's great. It's great. It's like, oh, here we go. Back to the old mill.
It's a good theory there.
Lastly, you know, I mentioned Matthew McConaughey, him doing voice stuff. He actually is doing voice stuff. He has a new gig where he reads bedtime stories for an app called Calm. Here's an example.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
Wonder.
Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress,
let me drift
with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question.
He's perfect for that.
Ah, dude.
He's perfect for that.
I feel high listening to that.
So he's out there now. The app is called Calm. And if you want to go to bed to the sweet, soothing sounds.
How much do you think they're paying him for this? He's got. Dude,
I bet you he's just doing it for free.
Dude, it takes a little bit of time to read a story.
You know what he is? He's out driving around in his Lincoln with a voice recorder just going, all right, man. So I just want you to close your eyes. I want you to fall into a deep sleep.
You're going to sink into your mattress, man.
It's great, you know. That mattress kind of feels like the seats of this Cadillac.
You can light up that joint, man.
That's what I love about Lincolns, man. Just McConaughey doing God knows what.
Dude, that new commercial. We talked about it before.
It's the best.
But it's hilarious.
It's the best.
He doesn't do anything. He just gets in his Lincoln in his rich-ass house, and he looks to the side.
That's it.
And smiles.
That's all he needs
to
do.
Gets paid millions.
Because it's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Go to sleep, man.
The morning.